You will remember, of course, the man with the fish tank. How could you ever have forgotten such a graphic example of God asking for something that was dear to the heart? In case you've only just joined us, this man loved his fish tank. Tropical fish they were, beautiful, in a large and very well equipped tank. Every night after work he would relax, gazing lovingly at his fish. The day came when God said, "I'll have that." Remember, we give him in a time of peace what he extracts in a time of war. And the poor man was decimated, as Father said, down the toilet with the fish, and get rid of the tank too. The moral of the tale, of course, is that these fish had a place in the man's heart and that God himself was jealous to occupy that space. James 4, verse 5. He's a God who is jealous over you. Did you realise that? If you did you think he really meant it? He doesn't speak idle words. He's so intentional towards us. In fact, when his intentionality catches up with us, it clean takes our breath away. Because then we really begin to see him as he is and understand who and whose we are. Brilliant. But change is here to stay. Everything is now under the microscope. His. No stone unturned, all up for grabs. Fine if you're someone who rolls over with your paws in the air and submits to his advances. Not so good if you're a resister. But you get to choose, so that's all right. It's never too late to turn. It's never too late to learn. It's never too late to let go. It's never too late to lay down your arms and surrender to his. Amen.